4 years ago, seven executives from the Port Authority and United Airlines sat down for an Italian dinner in Manhattan. Now, five of those people have lost their jobs amidst federal investigations, including the CEO of United Airlines and the chair of the Port Authority. But little attention has been paid to someone else who was at the table, a former lobbyist for United who is now in Governor Christie's cabinet. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz has uncovered that this top official wasn't just a witness to a possible bribery scheme. Sources say he also tried to influence the Bridgegate investigation.
Allow me to introduce you to Jamie Foxx. Not the Hollywood actor, this Jamie Foxx is a political deal maker in New Jersey.
We begin with breaking news, a major shakeup at United Airlines, the result of a federal investigation into whether United set up a private nonstop flight between Newark and Columbia, South Carolina, where former Port Authority Chairman David Sampson had a weekend home.
That's NJTV last month reporting on the resignation of United Airlines CEO Jeffrey Smyzik over the so-called chairman's flight. Investigators want to know if Smyzik bribed Sampson with the creation of a weekly flight to Sampson's vacation home in exchange for benefits like lower flight fees at the Port Authority-owned Newark Airport. The idea was initially floated at a pricey dinner in Manhattan where seven officials from the Port Authority and United were at the table, according to Bloomberg News. Five, including Sampson and Smyzik, have resigned amid federal investigations. One of those who still has a job is Jamie Foxx, who was United's lobbyist at the time. Then last year, Christie shocked political New Jersey.
And I am pleased to announce today that I'm sending to the Senate the nomination of Jamie Foxx to be the new commissioner of the Department of Transportation.
Foxx is a Democrat. He quit United and left his lucrative lobbying business to become one of the Republican governor's most important cabinet members. Despite their party differences, Foxx and Christie have a common friend, David Sampson, who took the alleged chairman's flight. Now, WNYC has learned that before becoming Christie's transportation commissioner, Foxx had backroom talks with Democrats about the George Washington Bridge lane closure scandal. Multiple sources from the legislature and the Port Authority tell WNYC that Foxx pushed his Democratic allies to back away from investigating Bridgegate when that scandal first broke in 2013. He told them he thought the legislative probe should end after Bill Baroni, a former Port Authority official, testified. That's not what happened. The time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee email was released, the scandal exploded, and in January 2014, Christie apologized.
I am embarrassed and humiliated by the conduct of some of the people on my team.
At the State House, Foxx is well known among political activists like Jay Lassiter.
He has consistently operated a little bit above the ether in a very nice suit and a nice watch, and he always seems to have very powerful friends, and he always seems to come out on top.
He's also admired by lobbyists like Hal Bozarth.
He plays three pieces ahead of everybody else on the chessboard, and he knows where everybody is coming from.
Reporter Michael Aaron of NJTV has watched Foxx win friends and influence people.
Although he is a nice guy and a charming guy, I think it's mainly because he is a tough guy.
Foxx has worked for the Port Authority, the late Senator Frank Lautenberg, and former Governor Jim McGreevy. At Rutgers earlier this year, Foxx explained to an interviewer how a governor wrangles support in the legislature.
Sometimes you do it because you have a relationship with them. Sometimes you do it because, you know, they get the road paved in their districts.
Even Christie's fiercest Democratic critics in the legislature have had only praise for Foxx despite the deepening scandal over the United deal. He has not been asked to resign nor come to the legislature for a hearing. Since Foxx's communications with Sampson have been subpoenaed by federal officials, Democrats said the criminal investigation shouldn't be interfered with. Plus, friendships are at stake. One of Foxx's closest friends in the legislature is Democratic Senator Loretta Weinberg, who happens to be the co-chair of the Bridgegate Investigative Committee. She has been friends with Foxx since the late 1960s.
I think he's got a unique intelligence and a very good balance to know what's right and what's not so right.
Weinberg said she knew that Foxx was friends with Sampson, but she flatly denied that Foxx ever tried to get her to drop the Bridgegate investigation.
Absolutely not. Jamie knows me well enough that he'd never attempt anything like that. If anything, we have had maybe sort of light humorous conversations, like I told them that they shouldn't try to mislead you in this manner.
A lawyer for Fox says his client acted ethically as a lobbyist. In a written statement, the lawyer said that Bridgegate was a topic of conversation for hundreds of people in the New Jersey political universe, and Fox's conversations were always appropriate and a part of the regular art of politics and government. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.